If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 92 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and this is an NPC mini, so that means it's just me. That music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can find them on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. The official one can be found wherever podcasts are found, and that is the Nintendo Power Podcast. If you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up Super Mario, which is what I was reading today. And so good. So good. If you want to know about the history of Nintendo, you got to check it out. That's Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, if you want to start your own podcast, go to podbean.com/NPC. You can sign up for free and give it a try. You can record everything with your phone if you want and upload it right there. See if it's for you. Record a show while you're driving. Who knows? Get your content out there, though. It's fun. It's a good time. If you need any help, hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. That's podbean.com/NPC. And lastly, I'm sitting in a chair from opseat.com. All of their chairs are $20 off right now. Use my coupon code N64Josh. You save a total of $30 off the purchase of a gaming chair. You won't regret it. That's opseat.com, coupon code N64Josh. All right, we got a couple announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right, we do this show live, 6 p.m. or close to, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, twitch.tv/N64Josh if you want to watch it live. Otherwise, you can watch it on YouTube, and you can listen on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Podbean. I'm writing a book called Another Castle. Can't wait to get it out to you guys. It's going to be a really, really good time. We are doing a $60 eShop giveaway. If you want information on that, you can check the notes of this episode, which you'll find at NPC/92. There you go. And I've got the Smash Bros. Cast that we record live on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. It's so late. I understand. But you can check it out on YouTube and wherever podcasts are found. We got Mario Kart Mondays on Twitch. Come hang out, race Mario Kart with us. Saturday morning Splatoons, but it won't be happening this week. Go Team Donnie. I'm going to be out of town. I'll still be playing a little bit of Splatoon, though. And then Friday morning, 6 a.m., we have First Look Fridays, where you can check out new indie titles. Tomorrow morning, or when this is out, we're looking at Garage and Shantae. So they'll be fun. They're definitely two different games. They're crazy. So that's at twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 a.m. So I do want to say what's up to everybody that's here. Hello. I see RJS. I see Nightcrawler. I see Magnus, Alexander, Yikum, the cool dude, Burpee, Yellow Kazoo, Pudding, the one dude on PC. What's up, everybody? I see RJS says, don't record a show while driving. Let me clarify. If you have a lapel mic and you can just hit record and talk while you drive, that's what I meant. Don't like hold your phone to your face and record it. Get yourself a lapel mic. They're cheap. You can set your phone down, hit record, drive and record. Don't do anything dangerous. So let's clarify that. Yes, let's clarify that. Be safe when you're driving. Don't do anything dumb. Okay, we have so much to talk about. We are going to get right to the sales, okay? All right, so this is right from Nintendo.com's website. I'm just going to go over some of the sales that are on the Switch right now. Here we go. Gekidoo. I'm not sure what this game is about, Kintaro's Revenge. It is 1149. We have World Conqueror X is 749. Mulaka is 1798. Totes the Goat, which is fun to say, 399. Bridge Constructor, Portal, 989. Superola and the Lost Burgers, 419. Typo Man is 909. The Fall Part 2 Unbound, 1189. 3D Mini Golf, 1799. Island Flight Simulator, 1799. Nightmare Boy, 899. Azked 2, The World Beneath, 479. Energy Cycle, 239. Has a funny looking cat with electricity all over it. Heart and Slash, 1124. Tiny Troopers, Joint Ops, XL, 1039. Dimension Drive, 974. Plantera Deluxe, 399. Caveman Warriors, based on the name alone, you should check it out, 1169. Let's see here. We got Unbox Newbie's Adventure, 1499. Ginger Beyond the Crystal, 1599. Heroes the Monkey Tavern, 499. Morphite, 1199. Cartoon Network Battle Crashers, 1949. Monster Jam Crush It. If you like monster trucks, I still wouldn't buy this game. 1949. Super Ping Pong Trick Shot, 299. The Jackbox Party Pack, 1874. Tumblestone, 498. That's a huge sale. It's like almost $10 off, a little over $10 off. Binaries, 899. Inversus Deluxe, which I recommend. It's a really good game. 1049. Tower of Babel, 599. The Bridge, 399. And Demambo, 649. So there are your sales. If you're interested, I've had a few people say, hey, that's really helped me to find some stuff that I was wanting to pick up. So, if you forget to go look, there you go. RJS says Inversus is a cool game. I could not agree more. All right. So, let's see, we're going to get into the news, 'cause there's a lot of game announcements. I'm so stoked. Okay, the first thing I saw was this morning, 4 a.m., I get up, I open up Twitter, and I see Famicom Classic Golden Edition will be released in Japan with a new list of games, and I was like, what? What is this? Okay, I have a link to a Nintendo Life article if you want more information on it. This is being designed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Weekly Manga Anthology Weekly Shonen Jump. I think I wrote that at 4:30 this morning, so bear with me. I have no idea what this is, but it's apparently a pretty big celebration that they're going to be making a golden edition of the Famicom Classic. I think the question most of us want to know is, when is the NES Classic coming out? Is it going to be this summer? And are we going to see a different list of games? And I don't know. Is that how do people feel about that? You guys can let me know in the comment section, tweet at me. I'm kind of hoping it's just the same games, honestly, but hey, you know, whatever. We'll find out eventually. Kirby Geek says, poor Josh having to say anime stuff. Yeah, guys, I'm so bad at anime. I call it cartoons and I get yelled at in Discord all the time. So please forgive me. Next we have, this is kind of cool. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Super Mario 64 Online is back up until Nintendo shuts it down again. So this is basically 2.0. 24 people can play Mario 64 with a variety of characters, including, this time, Sonic and Knuckles. So if you want more information on that, I have a link to a Kotaku article. And basically, this was up before Odyssey came out, and Nintendo shut it down. Now it's running a little bit different. They're hoping they can maybe, like, kind of just squeak by without being noticed. But I don't know. I don't know how long it will last, but if you want to check it out, you want to jump into 64 and play as Wario, Waluigi, Luigi, a Goomba. There's a bunch of different characters to choose from. I do have a link in the show notes here that you can check out and get into the game. So, RGS says Nintendo watches all. That is correct. They definitely do. Found this news out just before the show started. Minecraft get a physical release. It's getting a physical release and will be updated to the Bedrock engine June 21st, the day before Aces. And will retail for $29.99. I do have a link to a Nintendo Everything article that kind of breaks that down a little bit more for you. This is almost a year behind when it was supposed to be out. I think it was supposed to be out like July of last year, this physical, the physical edition of the game. So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We have it on the family Switch, but I don't have it currently on my Switch. So I'm excited to be able to jump into Minecraft and build some Mario worlds. So that should be fun on stream. Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate will be coming to Nintendo Switch in North America and Europe August 28th. We'll be getting a digital and physical release. Pretty excited about this one. This is what I figured was going to happen, that we would be getting a version of Double Cross, and that's basically what this is. We did see Generations on the 3DS. So they're calling this Generations Ultimate, but it is a bunch of the content from Double Cross. And then, of course, there's going to be extras and whatnot. I have a little blurb from the press release. And if you want to read the full press release, I do have a link in the show notes. It says hunters can face off against the series' largest roster of unique monsters in this nostalgic look back at the series' beginnings and evolutions. Take on the role of a brave hunter on an adrenaline-fueled adventure challenging larger-than-life beasts. Completing quests will yield valuable resources for crafting countless distinct weapons and equipment fashioned after players defeat foes. I totally read all that as one sentence. There was a period there, so I just don't read well. Along their journey, hunters must defeat each of the game's four villages from major threats known as the Fated Four, plus an even more dangerous new Elder Dragon. Dun, dun, dun. So there you go. There is a Monster Hunter coming to Switch. Can't wait. You're going to have online multiplayer as well as local multiplayer. As soon as I saw this, immediately sent the tweet to my son, and he sent me back just crying emojis saying, I'm trying to save money, but he loves Monster Hunter. So I'm excited to jump into this one. I have World. Sorry, Nightcrawler. I know we've only played like 15 minutes of it, but I just want to play on my Switch. I know it's, I guess I'm a fanboy, but I'm excited to play this one. So, more news. GameStop's system has 16 new Switch SKUs. They're all under the name available SKU. It doesn't say what the games are right now. The question is, what could they be? And 16 is not a small number. Holy smokes. E3 is going to be crazy. What 16 new SKUs. Oh man. So, and there was a leak from like Walmart earlier this week as well. And the Walmart leak, all it seemed to show, if I remember correctly, I don't have the picture in front of me, but it just showed Metroid Prime. It showed Smash. And there was one other game, but there was nothing like, I don't think there was anything that we didn't really know about. RJS is saying, I don't buy the Walmart leak. I'm not really sure that I buy it either. Let me know what you guys think. You know, whether you're watching this video, leave it, you know, let me know in the comments, tweet at me, whatever. But 16 new SKUs. And I do have a link if you want to see the printout or whatever from GameStop. And even this, it could just be a rumor, but I mean, man, if it is real, 16 new games, and like, how far do those go out? Because that's crazy. That is crazy. Okay, lastly, the other thing I woke up to this morning was Splatoon 2. Secret project announcement is June 9th, 3 days before Nintendo's conference at E3. What is this? Chat, I'm going to ask you guys, what do you guys think this secret project announcement is? My first thought was Battle Royale. Something like Fortnite that's so hot right now is a possibility. I wrote up an article this morning kind of going over maybe we would get some more traditional just shooter game modes, things like capture the flag, maybe like a team deathmatch or a deathmatch, like I guess you call it like what splat match? Because I don't. You get splats in Splatoon. They're not deaths. Nobody dies in Nintendo games. Are you kidding? Even when Mario dies, he just smiles and looks at the camera, and then you start over again. So no death match. But I want to know what this is. I'm like, we know that we're getting the single player DLC. Like we've had a lot of news about Splatoon. We know we're getting a ton of stuff, and now there's this supposedly giant announcement. Kirby says Rainmaker is Capture the Flag. Well, it is and it isn't. Like if you played past games like Halo, you had modes like Assault where you had to go and plant a bomb, which is more like Rainmaker is more like Assault than it is Capture the Flag, where you've got to get into the enemy's base and then take it back to yours. So the fun thing that I saw Kirby write this morning after I put my article out is she said, hey, we need vehicles in Splatoon. Like I wouldn't mind some tanks that just throw a ton of ink, you know, like it could be pretty fun. RJS says, or a MOBA based on Splatoon, the controls like Smite. You know, I mean, really, the Nintendo could do a ton with the Splatoon game. Rhino from the Discord was talking about how he would love to see a like a 2D platformer with the Splatoon characters. And we kind of started joking about like, man, you could speed run, like just imagine the characters shooting ink and running through the levels that way. And if you hit your ink in just the right places, you could get the best times. That really the possibilities are endless. And Van from the chat says, oh, Splatoon Battle Royale, we need more of those. Hey, everybody seems to be jumping on the bandwagon. Call of Duty, Battlefield, you know, there's more just like independent Battle Royale games coming out. They're hot right now. They're hot. So who knows? Will Nintendo follow the trends, or will they create a mode? I think I put this in my article. Will they create a mode that we didn't realize we needed? And that is what I imagine will be the case when it comes to Nintendo. We will get a mode that we didn't realize we needed. Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing a few quality of life changes. Things like, let's get out of this two map rotation. I just, there's so many maps in this game. Let us vote on three maps each time a round starts. Also, let us play Turf Wars with our friends, just like during Splatfest. That would be a lot better for me. Anyway, just instead of just getting tossed in with random teams and not being able to play together. League is fun. It's great. But sometimes, hey, there's just four of us and we don't want to really compete. We just want to throw some ink on the ground and have fun. That's what Turf's for. But I'd like to be able to do it with friends. And those are just a few minor things. You know, I'm sure there's some people that would love to have voice chat in the system, but I think we talked enough about that. What do you guys think? All right. Well, that is it for the news. And that sound right there is from a game that we probably all know and most of us love, and that is Super Mario Brothers, the first Super Mario Brothers. I have decided, because I had a lot of fun last week where we talked about Donkey Kong's history, and then I got memories from you guys. And so I figured during these minis, we can lightly touch on news, go over the sales, and then the last thing we'll do is we'll pick a game and I'll just throw it up. The question will be on Discord. It'll be on Patreon. It'll be on my Instagram. And you can write in with your memories about these particular games. And we'll just kind of chat about it a little bit. So this week, Super Mario Brothers, I figured I would kind of just go back to where it started. If you have suggestions for games, let me know. I'll start compiling a list and then we can go from there. Super Mario Brothers. First time I remember playing this, Christmas morning, 1987. I remember opening all my gifts for my parents and playing with the Transformers or Star Wars toys, whatever it was that I got, and seeing my aunt and uncle walk and my grandma walk in the house with gigantic packages. Like there was one gigantic package. And so Christmas morning, 6-year-old kid, first thing I do, beeline to that giant gift, and it says to the family. And I was like, oh, not the family. That can't be good. And so open my gifts. Hey, cool. Christmas morning. Thank you. Okay, let's do the family gift. They set it on my lap. I open this thing and it reveals, you know, I see the gray zapper and the Nintendo Entertainment System. Here it is. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I have my own Nintendo. Tell my dad, hook it up. He says, after we eat. Come on, Dad. I don't want to wait for this. Like, not to mention, how long is it going to take you to hook this up? Because I know you in electronics. Like, let's go. Get it hooked up. Start playing. I remember by that evening, I was in tears because I could not beat World 1-2. I was getting so mad. Like, I was good at Pitfall. I could play Space Invaders. Why couldn't I get this down? Why couldn't I get this? Why couldn't I do this? And you guys are going to, if you end up picking up my book, this is in my book. Some of this is in my book. But my uncle was like, hey, dude, he's 18 at that time. I was like, hey, just enjoy the journey. I was like, I don't want to enjoy the journey. I want to save the princess. But I enjoyed the journey. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. So that was the first time I played that game. And of course, played it for hours and hours and hours. My mom recently found a picture of me holding my little brother. He was born 1989, holding him while I have the Nintendo controller in my hand. So I didn't have to stop playing. She's like, I need you to watch your brother. I'm like, I got you, Mom. Get him here. I wouldn't stop playing Mario. I had to keep going. And so if I get a hold of that picture, I will definitely, I'll let you guys see it in the Discord or on Twitter. So, okay, let's go with some memories from you guys. Lego Law from the Discord says, my mom had to beat the last Bowser in Super Mario Bros. For me. I love it. Rhino, this is my first game I ever remember playing. My dad had gotten to level 8-4 and died in the lava. In the lava pit right before Bowser, which ended in game over. I don't think I ever saw my dad touch another video game after that. Oh, that's sad. That's sad. If you guys in chat want to let me know what your memory with Super Mario Brothers is, feel free to type it in right now. This is from Nightcrawler. It says, I never owned an NES, but played at friends' houses. This was always the game and Duck Hunt. This game is such a good teaching tool. As it progresses, it teaches you how to play the game. Run at the beginning and you fall into a pit. So you learn to jump the next time. You gradually learn about all the enemies and how to defeat them. You also have having the warp pipes made this a fun game to try and get through fast. I couldn't tell you much about World 2 or 3 or anything else before World 8. This is something that I should go back and experience the whole thing without warping just to see how great the game is and remember it from how it was when I first experienced it. Yes, that's awesome. Go back and play it. Swing Shifter puts up a picture of Mario and Duck Hunt and says Duck Hunt was better. That's it. That's all it says. So, and he goes on to say, it's true. The first Mario wasn't good, which I couldn't disagree more, but, it got much better later. Oh, there's some noise going on. Don't worry about that. Thanks for the follow. I'll try to mute that now so we don't hear it again. Kirby says, I didn't even bother putting mine in because she was also a Duck Hunt girl. So, which is all good. It's all good. Dunn Ness says, I got mine to play at Christmas and was so blown away by Mario that my parents bought me a NES for my birthday 2 weeks later. Let's see. I'm going to make sure I read that right. I got mine to play at Christmas and was blown away by Mario that my parents bought me a NES for my birthday 2 weeks later. I'm probably reading that wrong. So forgive me. Let's see here. Let's see. Nightcrawler also mentions that the first Mario game I owned, World was the first Mario game I owned, being the SNES was the first console I owned, but I enjoyed all of them once I had Mario All-Stars. They did ruin the art style in Mario 1 in the All-Stars version. And Meggie Poo, 18, so she agrees about the artwork. I did end up mentioning Deluxe. If you had a Game Boy Color, Deluxe was on there. It gave Super Mario Brothers an overworld. This is from Tatawaka. This is my first memory. Our grandparents bought us a NES in 88 or 89. We had played games on the Commodore 64, before, but a console was something unheard of for my brother and I. I remember opening the present and my brother, 8 at the time, I was 5, losing his mind. We plugged the whole thing into an 11-inch CRT TV and my father commented that the NES was going to wear out that TV if we played it too much. Probably was trying to dissuade us from playing too much. LOL. Every day during the holidays, we woke up at 6 and made the least noise possible not to wake up our parents. Me playing as Luigi, whoever that was. The day my brother found out about the level 1-2 shortcut, my mind was blown. That day I realized that games could have a lot different different ways to be played, and I had to question everything in every level. The Mario Duck Hunt cart was the only one we had for the first 2 years. Still remember the pain in my hand from the square edges of the controller on my hands, and my left thumb getting blisters from the D-pad. The good old days. That is true. That was from Tatawaka. So now we're at the hour mark. Green. Okay, Dunness says my buddy got one for Christmas. There we go. His buddy got one for Christmas, and then he got one 2 weeks later for his birthday. So that's awesome. RJS says Green Mario. That's who Luigi was, right? Right. This is from Dark Panda says Super Mario Bros. Is my favorite game. Van Antakuru. I blame this game for ruining my life. It single-handedly has placed me on the loser trajectory that my life is on. Also caused late loss of, I'm not reading that on the show, but if you want to see what he said, just jump into the Discord. You can see the rest of that beautiful message. Everybody got a kick out of it. The cool dude says, I am a little kid, so I unfortunately wasn't alive in the 80s, but I can remember being so happy when I figured out how to use the first warp zone when I had it on Virtual Console on the Wii. That is awesome. Joel Mead says warp on 1-2 and then 4-2, then knock 8, 8-1 through 4. Boom. Championship. So there you go. There you go. From Magnus in the chat, it says the Christmas before we got the NES, my brother asked for an NES for Christmas, but my mom thought a complex interlocking pipe works. my mom bought a complex interlocking pipe work set for him instead. On the gift, she wrote a letter from Santa explaining why he thought pipe works was a better interactive toy for him. He cried all Christmas morning. He was 6. I was only 4. Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. So the last one I want to get to here is from Instagram, and it is from Burpee. Give me 1 second to pull it up here. And here we go. This is from Burpee. It says, Christmas morning, opening up the brand new NES action set and begging my dad to set it up. And then me playing as Mario and my dad is Luigi. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So I want to backtrack a little bit to Tatawaka talking about getting up at 6 a.m. and sneaking. Oh, my goodness. That was me as a kid. Anytime I had a limit, 45-minute limit. So I had to sneak up. Like, I'd get up at like 4 and go play until my parents were awake. And then I would start the 45-minute timer. So don't tell anybody, but that's how I squeezed a little extra game time out, you know? So, okay. Kirby Geek says, wow. See, Josh, his dad let him be Mario. I know. I'm sorry. My kids have all been Luigi. It's, you know, and then my daughters got to play as the Toads in the new Super Mario Bros. So they like that. And then by the Super Mario 3D World, they got to be Princess Peach and Rosalina. So they were good. They were good. There was options for them. They just wanted the cat suit by that point. So it was okay. I'm not too terrible of a dad from not letting him be Mario. RJS says, anytime I would get in trouble, my parents would take away the controllers. So I would listen to the game music, I think is why I love chiptunes. That is awesome. That is great. Just listening to the music. See, we were so hardcore back then. Like, I can't play. I'm still just going to watch the screen. I'll watch the gameplay and listen to the music. I love it. I love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here with me live. And we're going to do this week in and week out. Let me know what you think. I want to know if this is cool with you guys. We'll kind of touch on some news, touch on some sales, and then take a look back at, get a little nostalgia in this thing. So if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. I want to hear from you guys, and we'll just keep on keeping on. So, with that, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at N64Josh. Nintendo PowerCast is at NPowerCast. Remember, we got the Smash Bros. Cast you can check out. If you want to email me, you got questions, comments. I got a few emails this week. So thank you guys for that. NPC at N64Josh.com. Remember, audibletrial.com/NPC gets you a free book. I recommend Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America, or Console Wars. Both of them are good. Ready Player One, also awesome. OPC.com. Use coupon code N64Josh to save $10. All their chairs are $20 off right now, so you can save a total of $30. If you want to check out my Patreon, go to patreon.com/N64Josh. There you get yourself an extra podcast each month. It is a Q&A show where you guys ask me the questions and I answer them. And it's for just a dollar. You can get that. Go to patreon.com/N64Josh and you can see all the details there. We have a Discord that we'd love to hang out with you guys. We've had a few people join this week that were like, hey, I've never been in Discord before. What is this? And we're like, I think the exact answer was, this is where we talk about Nintendo and I bully people. That's what Pudding said. So we have a good time in there. We have a really good time in there. So that's n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out. Lastly, guys, if you're liking this show, if you could leave a review on iTunes, I would really, really appreciate it. We're almost to that 5-star. We have a total of 8 1-star reviews. Nobody has written anything. They just gave us the 1-star. Hey, that's fine. I understand. But if we get enough 5-star reviews, we can overpower those 1-star reviews and get back up to 5 stars. So I need your help to do that. If you can take a second, rate and review on iTunes, I'd really, really appreciate it. I want to remind you guys, too, I'm trying to put out as many articles as I can on n64josh.com. So if you're bored and you want to go check out the site, there's quite a few articles on there that you can check out, different news articles. And again, I'm trying to add as often as I can. There's usually probably 3 to 5 articles that go up a week. So you can check those out there. That's it. That's our show. Guys in the chat, thank you for being here with me live. I appreciate you. Remember, First Look Fridays tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. twitch.tv/n64josh. If you're listening to this in the audio form, thank you so much. If you're watching this on YouTube, hey, like and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. You guys are the best, and we will see you in the next episode.